This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Claimant is Thomas MACMONIGLE, WCB number 24403315 41, DOA 09/11/2020. Dictating is Dr. Shelley Epstein, MD. Date of exam and time 10/26/2022 at 4 o'clock p.m. Social Security number XXX-XX-4033. Claim number 24403315 41. Exam type workers' compensation, IME, specialty psychiatrist. Exam location, Smithtown, New York. Mr. McGonigal arrived on time at my office for his independent medical evaluation. He was accompanied by his wife, Tina, who sat in during the interview at his request. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. And he agreed to this criteria. Mr. McGonigal is a 54-year-old a male who resides with his wife of 32 years, along with his daughter, son-in-law, 8-year-old grandson, and two sons ages 22 and 24. He reports that he worked as a foreman for a steam fitter for approximately 6 years. Prior to that, he was self-employed in a air conditioning company for over 12 years. Prior to that, he worked at a cable company after 9/11. His last day of work was 9/11/2020. Apparently on that day, a pipe fell from the ceiling on top of his head. I'm told that the record review reveals that the pipe was 350 pounds and fell 9 feet from the ceiling, breaking his hard hat and lacerating his face. He was knocked to the ground and apparently lost consciousness. He was initially seen by a physician at CityMD, was released, and then his family brought him to Stony Brook Emergency for a full evaluation. He was diagnosed with a severe concussion as well as a rotator cuff injury. And he reports that since that day he lives in constant daily pain and at times, quote, I am unable to handle it, unquote. Other symptoms that he has been suffering with since the accident includes anhedonia, depressed mood, anxious mood, panic attacks, a low frustration tolerance, irritability, a middle insomnia, crying spells, and feeling overwhelmed, as well as being hypervigilant of his environment. Was evaluated and began to receive treatment from Lynn, S-E-S-K-I-N, PsyD, for his cognitive issues, and from Daisy, N-O-B-O-A, L-C-S-W, regarding coping skills for his emotional symptoms. He was prescribed several medications that were ineffective, including amitriptyline, Lexapro, and Wellbutrin. He does say that trazodone has been helpful for sleep, and he currently takes 200 milligrams nightly. He states that Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-X, 5 milligrams daily, was started about 1 month ago, and that he feels it is helping his depression notably. Past psychiatric history is notable for a trial of Lexapro back in 2010 for depression and anxiety. He apparently was hospitalized at Brunswick Hospital for several days following an argument. He states, quote, "I said something stupid," unquote. He apparently made a suicidal statement in front of law enforcement, and this prompted a brief involuntary admission. The review of records reveals that he was briefly placed on Abilify at that time. Past medical history, injuries include right rotator cuff surgery, right shoulder replacement in June of 2022, and October of 2021, triple fusion of the lumbar spine. He also has ongoing neck injuries, and he has a history of an MI with a catheterization. And he also has elevated cholesterol. His current medications include trazodone 200 milligrams at bedtime, bupropion XL 150 milligrams in the morning, Trintellix 5 milligrams daily, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, clonopin 1 milligram daily as needed, and oxycodone 10 milligrams, PRN. Alcohol and drug use, he states that did have an issue with alcohol in the past, and he's been sober for 29 years. Used to go to AA. Drug use, he's been on medical marijuana for 1 year on a daily basis, and he does find it helpful. Family psychiatric history denies family substance abuse history. He states his father had was an alcoholic, his sister was an alcoholic, and his paternal grandfather was an alcoholic. Social history, he grew up in Long Island. He has one brother and two sisters. He's the second oldest. He has one semester of college. His father is deceased. His mother is living. He feels very close to his children. He has two grandsons, a newborn, and an 8-year-old. He admits to some cognitive issues where he forgets what was being discussed. He also said he's hypervigilant regarding car accidents and fears getting into an accident. Hobbies include fishing and hiking. He's no longer participating with computerized cognitive treatment as it's not available at the present time. He does meet with his psychiatric social worker weekly for 30 minutes, and he sees his prescribing nurse practitioner monthly for 60 minutes. He states the focus is working on, quote, I try to think of things I can do, not the things I can't do. A mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood was, quote-unquote, aggravated. He was easily tearful. He is depressed daily. He is having crying spells. His middle insomnia, he's lost 30 pounds over several years. Denies helplessness. Quote, I try my best, unquote. He's unable to exercise or bike ride. He is able to prepare a meal. He is driving a little bit. He goes to PT twice a week. He's alert and oriented to person, place, month, off by date of, by one, oriented to year, off by day of week by one, aware we're in Smithtown. Impression, I think Mr. McGonigal, meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as panic disorder and major depressive disorder. He did not bring any forms. I'm sorry, add to the metastasis exam, insight, fairly good, judgment, limited. The patient did not bring any forms to the office. All medical records were reviewed and they are listed in my report. See above for a detailed history, including past and current medical conditions, past and subsequent injuries, accidents, hobbies, and occupational history. Factors that are impacting his recovery process are the severity of his chronic pain and his ongoing post-concussion cognitive difficulties. I believe the diagnoses of PTSD, panic disorder, and major depression are causally related to the accident. I believe his prognosis for his anxiety and depression is guarded. I believe his symptoms are severe, that he is does not have work capabilities at this time. Work disability is supported by objective medical evidence. Treatment for his psychiatric conditions has been reasonable, necessary, and causally related. He has not reached maximum medical improvement for anxiety and depression. He is currently 100% disabled. It's premature to say that these symptoms are permanent, but I fear things may be going in that direction. I recommend 6 more months of treatment with his psychiatric social worker on a weekly basis for 30 minutes, and treatment by his medication provider monthly for 60-minute sessions. For the next 6 months, and he could be re-examined at that time. He does have a causally related degree of disability of total 100%. And as stated above, he needs to continue potentially curative treatment for his anxiety and depression. Frequency and duration are outlined above. All his prescriptions are outlined above. His psychiatric prescriptions of Klonopin, PRN, and Trintellix, as well as Trazodone and Bupropion, remain medically necessary and causally related. Um,